Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having Seth Lipsky back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Seth is a legendary journalist. He's the founding editor, I should say, of the New York Sun. He's worked for in a number of assignments for one of my my favorite newspaper, which is the New York, the Wall Street Journal, and he is considered by many to be a true contemporary leader in the field of journalism. Of course, the thing that I'm the most impressed with is he married Amity Schles. He's our friend Seth Lipsky. Welcome back to the show.
Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and I'm sure you agree with my last assessment there of your accomplishments in life.
Oh yes, Seth. Amity's just terrific.
Hey, Seth. I want to take this segment and talk about a couple of things that are going on that I think have common roots and will be and maybe will maybe decided in a common way, meaning through the Constitution. One of them is the validity, whether the health care bill that what many people call Obamacare, which was passed last year, signed by the president last year, but currently is under a lot of pressure from many levels, funding, constitutionally, and otherwise, and also the current budget challenges that the federal government has and the states have, and the relationship, you know, back and forth between those two. First, let me ask you a question: Am I correct in saying that the Constitution is where those two issues will find common ground?
I think they're in both cases they're big constitutional issues. You know, the health care bill is already facing constitutional challenges from more than half the states in the union.
Right.
And the four federal district courts have looked at it, and two of them have found the law either completely or partially unconstitutional, so it's headed up to the appeals courts.
Right.
And it probably will end up at the Supreme Court.
And the people that I've talked to say that it probably won't be fast tracked. It'll go a normal process, which means it might be heard this fall and ruled on sometime next year.
It looks like that. Yeah.
Something like so. The issue there is, from a constitutional standpoint, the issue with the health care bill is inside of the Commerce Clause, isn't it?
Well, it's two things, you know. When the bill was in the Senate, the Republicans raised a rare constitutional point of order, saying, where does the federal government get the power to require someone to purchase health insurance? And the point to bear in mind there is that our federal government has only certain powers, and those are powers that are granted to it in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Those mm-hmm. are the only powers it's got, and all the other powers belong to the states. So when the Republicans raised that constitutional point of order, the Democrats said that they had the power under what's called the General Welfare Clause
right.
and the Commerce Clause. The General Welfare Clause says that Congress shall have the power to levy taxes, imposts, and excises to pay for the common defense of the United States and the general welfare. I don't think the Democrats have the right interpretation of that. I think that, and many people think, that the General Welfare Clause is not a general grant of power to the federal government, but it's limiting language on what they can do with the taxing power. They can tax only for the general welfare.
Right.
And then the Commerce Clause says that the Congress shall have the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations with the Indian tribes and among the several states. And the question there is whether the power allows the federal government to reach down inside the several states and tell people what to do there, or whether it gets involved only when trade moves back and forth between the
reason,
states.
Yeah, interstate. The reason why I want to talk about this, folks, and we're in the weeds just a little bit. Seth, you did a great job. That's exactly what I wanted you to explain to us. Folks, the reason why this is important is because this, in my opinion, this is a precedent-setting issue, this healthcare issue. Seth, do you agree with me? This is this that whatever happens here, so much about how what kind of self-determination we have as citizens of our individual states. Our states have the ability to run its own business. The big fight that our founders had, there is no bigger fight that they had among themselves 200 plus years ago than over how much power the federal government would have, how much sovereignty the states would have. This is going to be a big and important decision that's going to come up in the next 12 months or so. What do you think, Seth?
I do, and the whole question of that commerce clause is at a kind of turning point. In the 1930s, the New Deal was stopped dead in its tracks by a unanimous Supreme Court ruling, which said, in a case involving a butcher shop in Brooklyn, that the federal government, under the New Deal, was trying to go too far to reach down in under the National Industrial Recovery Act and regulate small business in America. It was just a small businessman, a butcher in Brooklyn, the Schechter brothers, that stopped the New Deal in its tracks. When it won that case unanimously in the Supreme Court, Roosevelt tried to pack the Supreme Court. That's what the Supreme Court case, the packing effort was all about.
Right.
But and Roosevelt lost in the Senate. He was unable to.
So could that be a precedent? Would that be used as a precedent for this case?
Well, after that Schechter case,
quickly,
and after the Supreme Court began backing away and letting the federal government regulate a lot more. And
they've done something similar, Seth. I've got to take a quick break here. They've done something similar over the years with regard to the I think it's the Fifth Amendment. What's the part of the with regard
to clause,
the takings clause is what I'm trying to say. They've changed it from the public use to the public benefit, and that's a variation in the Constitution I'm concerned about too. Folks, you and I have to pay attention to this. There's so much riding on this decision. We come back, we're going to talk about another similar situation, the budgets. Stay with us, 20 after. Seth Liskey is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.